And my walk, I was serious about my walk of faith and didn't know anything about faith, but I was serious about it. I wanted to do right. Amen. So growing up, I finally got through. Somebody hooked a log chain to me, and they pulled me through high school. Amen. And as I said, I was drafted in the Army. When I came back out of the Army, I was serious about Jesus. Got saved, got born again, and all I know to do was shout, holler, pray loud, pray like I heard other folks pray. And I never did figure, I kind of figured out what my winding shield was. How did they say it? My cooling board was not my winding shield or something. Cooling board, anyway, the cooling board is where they lay you out when you're dead. And I don't know all that stuff. I never did learn how to pray it like that, but amen. But I finally, one day, we were hungry. I was hungry. My wife and I, we just hungry for God. And they had a TV program on TV, and we had the rabbit ears. Anybody remember the rabbit ears? I know you should. Some of you that's old enough, and I'm not in here by myself. They had rabbit ears and they had a program called PTL. Anybody remember PTL? Hallelujah. Finally, one day, I don't remember who it was. It may have been Pat Robertson. He had, what did Pat Robertson show name? 700 Club. I believe Pat Robertson. I'm hungry for God. And Pat Robertson, I believe it was him, either he or Jim Baker, I believe it was Pat Robertson. And I didn't know anything about, they kept talking about Holy Spirit. All I heard about Holy Spirit, that's the most sanctified folks. I don't know which the person that was talking, I don't know who they were. But anyway, I finally prayed with them on TV. I finally prayed, and I believed, didn't have any, when you don't have any teaching, thank God for the Holy Ghost to help you in your ignorance. And I said a few words in tongues, and I'm looking for something to overwhelm me and roll me all across the floor and all down the wall and the sidewalk and, you know, stand me up and run me up a tree and then let me back down and roll me back in the house. And I didn't have that. So when I said those few words with no teaching, the devil said, boy, you just cussed God out. And ignored me, I believed it, so I wouldn't say nothing else. I left that alone. So one day, a Baptist preacher, can you believe it? White Baptist preacher, filled with the Holy Ghost. And came by my house. I don't know how in the world we got in contact, but somehow he came by. This is fast forwarding it on. And I was hungry, and he was hungry. He was trying to preach at the church, and they didn't want him there. So he was in trouble, didn't have any food much, didn't have pay him and whatever. All that stuff was going on. And so I gave him food to eat out of the freezer. And so one day we was talking, and he said, we're talking about the Holy Spirit. I didn't know much to talk about it. He said, let me just pray that you will, pray on through and whatever. He prayed for me. We prayed together. I got back talking in tongues again a little bit. So, and that's when I had started listening to Kenneth Copeland on the radio and finally got some tapes by Kenneth Copeland, you know, didn't have much money. So I finally bought some tapes from Kenneth Copeland. I don't know how we got them. And he was telling the story about Brother Hagin. So I didn't know anything about Kenneth Hagin. He was telling a story about Kenneth Hagin that he got to praying in the spirit. So he prayed an hour, and the devil said, when Kenneth Hagin got down on his knee, and he prayed an hour. After the hour up, he sat on the chair, and the devil said, "You just wasted an hour. You just wasted an hour." He said, "All right, Mr. Devil, for that, I'm going to get back on my knees. I'm going to pray 2 hours. You say anything after that, I'm going to double it again." So he prayed 2 hours, sit back up on his chair, and the devil said, "You just wasted 2 hours. He said, "All right, I'm going to double it to 4 hours. And he finally said, over in that fifth hour, going somewhere, he had prayed three, and he got over into the fifth hour, the fourth, then the fifth hour. He said, I hit a gusher. I'm telling you this because, see, I didn't know anything about it. I said, man, if he can pray almost 5 hours in tongue and hit a gusher like that, I said, at least I can pray 1 hour. I went back in my bedroom, and my wife's at work. This in the wintertime where we, because of work we did, construction work, brick work, it wasn't cold weather. You just don't lay bricks when it's freezing. So I went back in my bedroom. I said, I'm going to pray an hour. I don't care what it takes. I messed around and yield, got on my knees, started praying. Messed around. That didn't take me 4 hours. I hit a gusher. I got caught up in the spirit. And that hour that I prayed, when I come out of it, I thought I'd been praying about 15, 20 minutes, but it was an hour, over an hour, whatever. So that was my venture, or that was my beginning about spiritual things. Still didn't know anything about Holy Spirit. Just I knew I would feel, and I was more concerned about the feeling part than yielding, because that's how we were raised, and that's what our church put emphasis on, and I was just caught up. Even when I first started preaching, I was taught, you gotta get to the hoop. Yeah, Lord, yeah. Come on up, Doc. And that's what I tried to do. I tried to come on up, Doc. But as I attended Rhema, I learned a lot of things, and they taught me, and this is where I'm going. And they taught me some things about the spirit. You can learn and have stuff in your head and not have in your heart. And I learned about spiritual thing, because I didn't know a thing in the world about the Holy Spirit. All I know is that's those sanctified folks. That's all I knew at the time. And I'm about to teach you the Bible. That's the only way I know how to say it. I'm about to teach you the Bible, what the Bible has to say about the Holy Spirit. I have been around, and you have, we have, and most people are afraid of the Holy Spirit. Most people are insecure. Some people are insecure. If you do pray in tongues, you do a little bit by yourself, but you're not comfortable with it because you don't know Him. But once you get to know Him, you don't care who, where, and when. Amen. You know how to cooperate with the Holy Spirit. You don't have to act a fool, but you know how to yield to Him. And the reason why, there's been so much around us. We've been in an environment that's You heard all kind of stuff about Holy Spirit, right? And his purpose for being here, most Christian believers don't even know. Amen.